104.4 Morning Live, the Chris Fade Show, exclusive right now with Lindsay Lohan. 2 days ago, we got to catch up with Lindsay on the phone. Very, very busy woman. Now, before we get into it, this was before the fires that happened in Greece.
They're happening right
now. I don't know if you're following the story right now, but at least 80 people have died in wildfires across Greek villages and holiday resorts. Meanwhile, people in Greece have been, they've been accusing some of the authorities that they weren't quick enough to report, but whatever the situation is, it's been horrible there. Greece is such a beautiful country. So this interview did take place, Brent, just before those fires did occur in Greece, because we talk about Greece here.
She has a big connection to Greece.
She's living there. So. But anyway, this is our one-on-one exclusive right here on Virgin Radio, The Chris Fade Show with Lindsay Lohan, part one. busy woman you are right now. You were doing about a billion things. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm running around like a maniac, actually. In a good way.
You are. So I love this. You and I have been chatting for a while, trying to get a coffee. It hasn't happened yet, but you have Dubai is Dubai home for you, Lindsay Lohan? Is Dubai home?
Yes, Dubai is my home base. I live here, and I was in Mykonos, and I was like, I need a minute to just recharge and go home to Dubai and just kind of zone out and work out and, you know, just take some time for me. It's been my home for several years now, and yeah, I find there's a solace here that I find, which is something that's, I think, necessary for everyone in life.
Yep. It's good. I mean, I've called Dubai home now for 10 years, and it's good that you're here. I like it. I
know
it.
You're beating me.
How many years has it been for you now?
Two.
Four.
Oh.
Four.
4 years.
Four. I'm not really in the public scene here, which is why I like it, because I get to take time to kind of focus on what I want to do in the future.
Yeah.
And ventures, and I can do that here.
What's going on Mykonos as well? This is cool. You've opened up the Lohan Beach House in Mykonos. Congratulations on that. Now you're going back
Thank
and
you.
Forth. What is it? I mean, I've only seen a bit of it on the stories and obviously Instagram Live and all that, but it looks just absolutely gorgeous.
It is. It's a beautiful beach. So basically it started more like a few years ago than that. I've been going to Greece, Mykonos specifically, for the past 6 years on and off, alone every summer.
Yeah.
And I started by opening a place in Athens. And a partner of mine, my friend Panos Zetos, he invested in, you know, kind of taking over the place in Athens. And then I said, okay, the next spot I want to do is somewhere where, for my 32nd birthday, where somebody, you know, something horrible happened to me there with my ex. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to own this beach one day. So I just focused on taking that beach in Mykonos, in Kalalibadi. And then we opened a place in Rhodes in Greece as well
this
summer. And we're starting an MTV show.
We just got that.
Yeah,
we
so
just
it's exciting.
We just got that news as well. The MTV show as well. So these guys, I'm guessing they're flying out the crew. They're going to be following you here at the hotel and just find out how it is to be not only Lindsay Lohan.
It's not a hotel. I'm not there yet. I'm looking at it. I'm actually looking at properties to do a hotel and spa.
Okay.
But no, I mean, the little inside thing is the first episode, I'm going to start training the staff with my 30 minutes, which is a treatment that my friends actually have in Dubai.
Yep.
So I'm going to start training the staff with workouts.
So the whole show is based around the Lohan Beach House. Is it following you in Dubai as well, or is it just focused on the beach house?
This season, the first season that we're doing, is focused on the beach house, and in Mykonos specifically, not even Rhodes yet. So it's going to be this, I want to get into the lives of the people that are going to work there and that are going to, the characters that we're going to have on the show, and, you know, the people that are learn to work in the staff there. And how to train them and how they have to deal. Because Greek life is very different. You know, it's much more laid back. It's more casual. It's similar to Dubai. There's no drama. But I'm assuming that there's going to be some when you have pretty American girls and good-looking American guys with beautiful Greek women.
This is good. Yeah,
I have a lot of Russian girls that work for me, so I'm a little bit nervous.
But it's got a show for, I guess, a recipe for everything that you want. My kids are half Greek, right? So my ex-wife is Greek, and I've been to Greece many times. What I realized there, Lindsay, I don't know if...
Ella.
Yeah, Efharisto. You know the siestas, they they shut down at a certain time of the day and everyone's supposed to keep it quiet, because I was riding a Vespa one night or one afternoon, just wasn't even making that much noise. A Greek lady's over the balcony going off at me, every type of swear word. And I don't know that much Greek. Yeah, that one. And I realized, and I remember turning around going, hey, what's going on? They're like, oh, it's siesta time. Everyone just chills right now. I'm like, wow.
Well, I think the thing is, now I've noticed from coming there for the past almost 7 years now, will be this year.
Yeah.
It's very different. I mean, even for me, I used to go in the summer and it was fun, but it was normal fun. It was all Greek. Now you have, like, since last year, it really picked up, and there's a lot of Americans coming and people that I haven't even seen in years from L.A. and New York. It's really crazy how it's changed.
Yeah, it's got everything there. More with Lindsay. You could hang around for a couple of minutes. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Part one with Lindsay up next. More with Lindsay Lohan, yep. And our exclusive chat. This is Virgin Radio.